Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on the church's website. I want to share with you today an emergency alert that came into reality after Jesus ascended back into heaven. And the importance of this emergency alert is summed up in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. And Paul penned those words because man's sinful condition is an actual emergency. Because of man's rebellion of going against God's stated rule, humanity was removed from the opportunity of experiencing eternal life. However, this emergency that has to be addressed in a correct manner. The challenge we have is to fight against Satan's temptation of convincing people that they have the ability to take care of the emergency situation. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus tells us there's only one way to deal with the emergency. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In the book of Galatians, we're told that any other attempts to provide emergency assistance aren't sufficient. They're referred to as a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. We can't work hard enough or well enough to overcome this emergency. No matter how much society says or believes that we can, our efforts will come up short. It doesn't matter how strongly we believe in a lie, it won't make it effective. But this verse, like the verse I read, alludes to, there is a day of salvation. And I want to stress that now is the day of salvation. And I say that because there's no guarantee of tomorrow. Our physical life can end at any time. Also, Jesus Christ could return at any time. If either of those happen before you ask Jesus to forgive your sins and become the Lord of your life, you'll miss your day of salvation. My prayer is that you don't miss your day. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.